Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 23rd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. OTUD7A accelerates pathological cardiac hypertrophy via TAK1 activation. OTU domain containing protein 7A, OTUD7A, accelerates pathological cardiac hypertrophy via transforming growth factor beta, activated kinase 1, TAK1, activation. The study demonstrated that OTUD7A expression significantly increased in cardiomyocytes with phenylephrine stimuli and in hearts subjected to transverse aortic constriction surgery. This identifies a specific enzymatic pathway contributing to cardiac hypertrophy, a major cause of heart failure and sudden cardiac death. The findings characterize OTUD7A as a key deubiquitinizing enzyme in this process. Article number 2. Accelerated stress CMR for the detection of significant coronary artery disease. A prospective randomized diagnostic accuracy study. The study demonstrated that an accelerated stress-only perfusion protocol for cardiovascular magnetic resonance CMR achieved non-inferior diagnostic accuracy for detecting significant coronary artery disease. This accelerated protocol significantly improved the time efficiency and cost-effectiveness of CMR procedures. The findings confirm the utility of this advanced imaging approach for patients with suspected coronary artery disease. It supports broader implementation of accelerated CMR to meet increasing demand. Article number 3. Association of physical activity with aortic stiffness in the Jackson Heart Study. The Jackson Heart Study found a significant association between physical activity and aortic stiffness. Results showed that higher levels of physical activity were linked to lower aortic stiffness. This finding extends previous observations in white populations to a cohort representative of African Americans, where aortic stiffness is an independent predictor of hypertension and cardiovascular disease risk. The data demonstrated that increased physical activity beneficially impacts arterial hemodynamics and vascular aging. Article number 4. Long-term effect of multivitamin supplementation on incident self-reported hypertension and blood pressure changes in the COSMOS trial. The COSMOS trial demonstrated the long-term effect of multivitamin multimineral supplementation on incident self-reported hypertension and blood pressure changes. This large-scale, double-blinded, randomized controlled trial included 8,905 participants, specifically women aged 65 years and older, and men aged 60 years and older. The study provided definitive findings on the specific impacts of multivitamin multimineral use on these cardiovascular parameters. This research confirmed or refuted previous suggestions of a link between multivitamin multimineral and lower blood pressure. Article number 5. Reducing variability in tissue sodium and potassium measurement. Validation of microwave digestion for cardiovascular research. The study validated microwave digestion for precise tissue sodium and potassium measurement in cardiovascular research. Results showed that microwave digestion significantly reduced within sample variability compared to dry ashing for tissue element determination. It also demonstrated that flame atomic emission spectrometry reduced variability compared to inductively coupled plasma optical emission spectrometry. This improved methodology enhances the accuracy and translational applicability of tissue element analysis in cardiovascular pathophysiology studies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.